Well, greetings again, members of the Vine Street Christian Church family and friends. It's Pastor Bob coming to you on Wednesday evening from the church itself. It's our middle Sabbath this week, and we are going to offer you a little short service tonight in honor of this middle Sabbath evening. And as we always do on Sundays and now on Wednesdays, we're going to begin our service with the ringing of our bell. All right. Boy, that felt good. Hey, now we're having church, right? And it's so good to be with you tonight. We're going to do things a little bit different tonight. We're going to have a little series of stories or devotions to share with you. Some good music, one from a special friend of ours, some piano music from a special friend. And we're going to end with a prayer and a benediction from a member of our congregation who you may not have seen in a while, but she's going to make an appearance, at least audio, tonight. So stay tuned for all that. So let's begin this evening's service with a devotional reading from one of the all-time favorite books of devotions called Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. It's influenced so many people's lives, and I'm sure some of you have this devotion and hold it close to your heart. We turn to April 1st in Sarah Young's devotional. The scriptures that she's going to be writing about are from 1 Thessalonians 5:17, where Paul says, "Pray continually." From Proverbs 3:6, the words of wisdom say this, "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." And we go back to the Apostle Paul from Galatians 5:25. Paul writes, "Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit." Here's today's opening devotion. Jesus now comes and speaks to us. And on this night, this is what he says. "I am calling you to a life of constant communion with me. Basic training includes learning to live above your circumstances, even while interacting on that cluttered plane of life. You yearn for a simplified lifestyle so that your communication with me can be uninterrupted. But I challenge you to relinquish the fantasy of an uncluttered world. Accept each day just as it comes and find me in the midst of it all. Talk with me about every aspect of your day, including your feelings. Remember that your ultimate goal is not to control or fix everything around you. It is to keep communing with me. A successful day is one in which you have stayed in touch with me, even if many things remain undone at the end of the day. Do not let your to-do list, written or mental, become an idol directing your life. Instead, ask my Spirit to guide you moment by moment. He will keep you close to me." And now it's time for some music. Well, a good friend of ours, Gwen Peoples, has been placing some music she's been playing on the piano on Facebook, and we happen to got a song tonight. It's a Barry Manilow song, of all things. It's called "I Am Your Child." And in the spirit of us singing this song to God, let us hear Gwen perform "I Am Your Child."
Wherever you go, I am your chance. Whatever will be will come from me.
Beautiful rendition of that Barry Manilow song. I love when we take primarily secular pieces of art, works of art, whether it be music or paintings, theater, movies, and we turn them towards God and make them into some sacred spiritual message. And what a beautiful message that was from Gwen. So we thank Gwen Peebles for that. I am your child. That's our message to God from each and every one of us. Well, now we're going to do something we haven't done yet on our audio services, and that's we're going to have children's moment. So you may want to pause the program right here, grab the kids, have them sit around, and then you can discuss this later. But as always, these children moments stories are just as much for adults as they are for kids. So if you don't have any kids around, or you know, doesn't mean that this won't speak to you. This is actually from Bob Goff's version of Everybody Always for Kids. It's called Love Does for Kids. And this little children's moment is called Go Pick a Fight. Here's what Bob writes. When I was in middle school, I picked a fight with Dale, the bully at my school. I didn't like Dale because he always pushed the little kids around, and I wasn't scared of him because I was bigger than he was. One day, I had seen enough of Dale's bullying, and I picked a fight with him on the playground after school. Now, I know I don't need to tell you this because you already understand this so much better than I did as a kid. Using fists to pick a fight is definitely a bad idea. Hurting someone else will never solve a problem. It only makes the problem worse. All Dale and I got from the fight were a couple of bloody noses and suspensions from school. As I grew up and learned about who Jesus was, I realized that Jesus picked some fights too. His fights were different than the fight I picked with Dale, though. Jesus' fights were the right kind. His fights were against the things that hurt other people, instead of the people themselves. Jesus' fights created life and joy and peace instead of bloody noses. Over the years, I have made some amazing friends who are picking fights the same way Jesus did. Let me tell you about a few of them. I have a friend named Jamie who picked a fight against sadness and loneliness. He spends his life telling people they are loved and that their lives are special to God. My friend Darla picked a fight against hopelessness. She spends her life telling stories through movies that teach kids to be brave, to have confidence in who they are, and believe that they can make the world a better place. And I have a friend named John who picked a fight against slavery. He spends his life searching for people who need to be freed and wants to end slavery during his lifetime. Another friend I have is named Danielle. Danielle picked a fight against hunger and poverty in a big city. She gives food and love to people who don't have enough of either. Then there's my friend Mike. He picked a fight with guilt and shame. He tells people how they can forgive themselves and each other for mistakes they have made. These are the kinds of fights Jesus wanted his friends to take on. Jesus knew some really sad things would happen in the world. Jesus told his friends over and over again that even when sad things happened, they shouldn't be afraid. He let them know he was bigger than any of those scary things and that he would always be with them. Your parents and other adults who love you will tell you not to get into fights. And they're right. You weren't made to get in fights that hurt other people. There are other kinds of fights that are worth your time, though. You'll know them when you see them. When a kid in your class is being picked on, or when you notice someone who doesn't have any friends, you get to pick a fight against the loneliness and hurt they are feeling. You could ask them to sit with you at lunch and play with you at recess. Every time we pick the right kind of fight, the world will know a little bit more about the heart of Jesus. To know the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, to know it well enough to let it guide us in our daily life, to let it be our North Star, to let it dictate our behaviors and our actions, and even to let his heart pick our fights. Oh, what a world that would be. How do we get that insight? How do we know his heart? Well, one way is we come to the table. That's where Jesus sits and feeds us of his own heart, his values, his priorities, his way of life. As we come to the table this evening, we'll do it virtually. I want you to softly close your eyes and imagine being in the upper room with Jesus. It's the sun is going down, and some of Jesus' best friends have gathered for a banquet. It's not a banquet in the usual way, though. It's not a huge feast with many platefuls of food. It's actually much different. It's a small little meal, but it means everything. It's everything he's got. It's his body, and it's his blood. As we prepare our hearts to receive his heart, let us be inspired by one of our favorite communion songs. It's called Come to the Table by the Sidewalk Prophets.
We all start on the outside, the outside looking in. This is where grace begins. We were hungry, we were thirsty, with nothing left to give. Oh, the shape that we were in. And just when all hope seemed lost, love opened the door for us. He said, come to the table. young and to the older, all who hunger, all who thirst, all the last and all the first, all the paupers and the princes, all who failed, you've been forgiven, all who dream and all who suffer, all who loved and lost another, all the chained and all the free, all who follow, all who lead, anyone who's been listened, all the lost who have been found, all who've been labeled right or wrong, to everyone who hears this song.
Well, I bet I wasn't the only one out there singing along with that song. Haven't heard that in a while, have you? What a wonderful time to hear that again in our separation and isolation from each other, that one particular song that has meant so much to us in our congregation in bringing contemporary music and right into our communion service and touched so many hearts. And now comes a time in the service for a brief homily, a word of inspiration. You know, so far we've heard from Sarah Young in her devotion, Jesus Speaks, and we've heard from Bob Goff in Love Does for Kids. Now we're going to hear from Mark Nepo, who wrote an amazing devotional called The Book of Awakening that I've just recently shared with a very special friend of mine, because I think it's just going to meet her right where she's at. It's a daily devotion, and for April 1st, this is the story of the work of the worm. What the worm eats feeds the root. The story is told by a member of the Ojibwe tribe that the Creator was having trouble keeping the world together. When a little worm said he could help, the Creator paused, and the little worm spun its imperceptible silk, connecting all of creation with an unseeable web. The Creator's gift to the worm was to let it live forever, allowing that when the little worm enclosed itself in the unseeable web, it would, after a time, emerge with the thinnest wings full of color as a butterfly. The story tells us that everything in creation is connected, and that what holds it all together comes from the humble work of living on earth. It tells us that the experience of eternity is possible if we immerse ourselves firsthand in the unseeable web of life. It tells us that if we still ourselves long enough within the web of all there is, we will eventually come to know the lightness of transformation. Humbly, like a little worm, it is in us to work our experience, our pain and frustration and confusion and wonder into threads of silk. And freely, it is in our realm of choice to first connect everything with our experience and then to make a cocoon of those connections. Finally, we can enter that cocoon of experiential connection the way a Native American sweats in his lodge, the way a yogi holds his third eye, the way a monk maintains his vow of silence, until we emerge wearing our deepest colors for everyone to see. Amazingly, the universe is held together by the unseeable threads of our own experience, and our reward for keeping the web of connection alive is that our spirit emerges through what is personal into the center of all being. And so, by being who we are suddenly enlivened, however briefly, into the web of all creation. No matter how important we imagine others to be, it is each of us who holds things together in our small, humble way of working through the days with all that we have. This is the quiet miracle of spinning connection from our very humanness. This humble practice that no one can stop is the work of the worm. Amen. Wonderful story from Mark Nepo. That devotion is called The Book of Awakening. And we have heard from some very special people tonight, but we're going to close this with a final prayer and a benediction from Lois Silvanick, who's here at her home and been waiting to appear on these audio recordings. And this is her debut, her global premiere, so to speak, with our final prayer and benediction. Mom?
Our Father, you have led Israel through the waters, plant us by streams of living water. Root us in your love and grow us up to bear the fruit of your Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Amen. And now, may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.
Amen.
Amen.
Wasn't that a wonderful way to end tonight's service? We hope you enjoy these daily devotions and Sabbath services. And as always, we begin with the ringing of the bell, and let's end with amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.